You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Hello, everybody. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, your friend in the neighborhood psychic medium and paranormal investigator, and welcome to Between Two Worlds. And tonight, the special guest is me. Yeah, I'm going to be doing some talking tonight, and actually, we're going to have open lines. So if anybody wants to call in and ask any questions or even messages from Spirit, I'm more than welcome to call in on that one. But what I'm also wanting to acknowledge this evening, we are actually going to have, we actually have, as we're speaking right now on my while I'm doing my radio show, at our Vancouver Friendship Center, we have actually a powwow going on. And so what I would like to do is I would like to acknowledge our brothers and sisters that are dancing for each other. And everybody asked me to come down, but I couldn't because I'm doing a radio show tonight, and it's only a one-night powwow for Valentine's Day. So that's what they're doing it for, and so what I decided to do tonight, I want to play a song in honor of them, and so this is how it is. We could actually play this song from the Northern Cree Singers.
I'm a lost little boy. His name is Dennis Williard, who's over to the side of the fountain over here. A little boy by the name of Dennis Williard.
Yeah.
Like I said, I wanted to share a song to honor our brothers and sisters that are celebrating tonight, and all those who actually are celebrating for Valentine's Day. We have a lot of loved ones out there. Everybody actually is feeling love today. I know that. Anyways, we're going to open lines today for tonight, so we're going to actually, I'll give you the numbers. The for anybody in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And in Canada, is 888, that's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And international callers is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I'd like to welcome everyone in the chat rooms, the Pal Talk chat room, as well as the BBS radio chat room, who are listening into the show, and they're chatting back and forth to each other. We've got a lot of people that are actually listening from all across the world. I know that because I know some of these people here that have been here for faithful listeners for the last, since I began my show, the last couple of years. And I'd like to welcome them and thank them for being dedicated listeners and listening in. It's a lot of fun having to do this show and to share information with everyone out there. And I do enjoy what I do. It actually has been quite interesting a whole week since we last had our last guest, which was Jill Dane. She helped a lot of people in our last show. And also next week we're going to actually have a very special guest. His name is Kenny Kingston. Now, some of you out there may not know who Kenny Kingston is because, you know, there's young ones and there's older people like myself. I've known Kenny Kingston since I was about 12, 13 years of age. The first time I saw him was on television and back when I was a kid. And he was actually on a show called Tommy Banks in Edmonton, just outside Edmonton. And I was living in the little town area on the farm called Didsbury. And when I listened to the show, and I used to watch it, and watched what he used to say, and he was an interesting fellow because he used to say there's a lot of Indians, you know, surrounding this guy in the room, and a few other people that are in spirit coming through because they just wanted to be there in that time. And Kenny thought that, Tommy Banks always felt that Kenny was always an interesting man to have on. So this is basically what they've had. And he's been considered the psychic to the stars. He's been around for a lot of years. He actually himself, he has read for Marilyn Monroe and Elvis Presley's family when Elvis crossed over. He never did meet actually Elvis at all himself in person. Not really, I mean, as well as far as getting the loan with him at all, but he did spend time with his family. And also he knew people like Lucille Ball, a lot of famous older stars. He also read for some of the presidents and some of the vice presidents and other politicians. So this man's been around for a lot of years. And he's actually done, I can't even put an age on this fellow because I don't know how old he is. But I know he's been around for a long time, and he's still going strong, even stronger. He's written about 5 books, and he's going to keep on doing until it's his time. And he's actually quite the interesting fellow because he always tells everybody, "Hello, sweet spirit," because everybody is sweet spirit to him. And I've always loved his personality. He's very open with people, very, very loving. And what I did enjoy about the fellow is that, I wrote him a letter thanking him for being part of the connection with my life and what it became is what I am. I remember telling my mother one time when I was quite small, I said, you know, one of these days I like to be like him. But you never think about it. Here you're 12, 13 years of age, you're saying that to your mom, and I'd be like, keep it kind of cool, be like him. And next thing you know, here I am, doing the same kind of work. It's absolutely phenomenal. But I would say he's one of the main connections that happened to me then. And then the second connection is where another fellow became a friend of mine. And he actually was one of my own mentors. And he actually works for the police. He's one of the psychics for the police as well. He's been very well known all across Canada. And he does a lot of investigations. I always call him the man of the hat. And I wasn't sure if he wants me to name his name on radio. But I do love the guy. He's absolutely fabulous. He trained me for about 6 months. He basically told me that it'd be my time to go. He would tell me, you know, once he's done training with me 6 months, then he'd be moving on. which he did, because I had to learn to take on my own personality and be who I am. Because when you start working with someone for such a long time, people can develop their own, they begin to develop, take on somebody else's personality. So whenever you go into training, make sure you're doing it for yourself and not just for somebody else. Because when you go into this field, being in the psychic medium work, or any kind of paranormal investigation, basically psychic medium, we always have followers. We always like to have a mentor once in a while, which is great. But when you start getting caught up in other situations where you think that you kind of worry that you can't do this alone, you have to have a lot of people around you, and that's one of our biggest fears that we have in life. We always worry, think we can't do this on our own, which is, it's surprising. We can actually survive having to move on. That's basically what we learn from out of our, just like being leaving your mother and father. You know, when you leave home for the very first time, you know, you're getting out to the big world and you're taking chances, and you've got to find out what it's like to explore this on your own. And yeah, you're entitled to make mistakes. Everybody keeps on saying that, you know, like, well, you know, what if I make a mistake? We all are entitled to make mistakes. Basically, those mistakes are actually learned lessons. So those are important parts that we need to learn when you get into this work. But also, too, there has been a lot of, I've been actually doing a lot of programs lately, teaching, also sharing my wisdom with work that I've been doing for a lot through the years. And myself, I've noticed that there's a lot of changes in my life that it's been totally phenomenal for me. I mean, you constantly get these dreams, people coming to visit you. My parents have come to visit me constantly now since they crossed over. I still become a little emotional, sensitive about my mom and dad, you know, think, okay, still like to talk to them, but yet we already know they're in spirit. But I think the interesting part of it was that now I can actually talk to mom and dad knowing that they're around me all the time. I mean, how many people do you know really, truthfully, really know that even, for example, when we worked for Chris Moon, and I actually was able to make contact with my mom and dad, and their voices came back to me. And to me, to this day, I'll still talk about it. And that gives a huge confirmation, absolutely huge confirmation, knowing that, you know, life on the other side is absolutely positive and very loving. So I always look forward to doing my work. And these last few days, when I've been working with other people and doing readings for them, things have been happening to me more. It's almost like you're given messages to people, and you don't know who these people are, but you know they're coming from behind you or behind someone else, and you're making the introduction. You know, 10 years ago, I would never see myself do that. You know, like I thought it would just be a, you know, typical psychic. You sit there and you get the thoughts coming forward and, you know, all that. And you're basically thinking, okay, here I am. This is what I'm going to do. And, but you don't realize that as you get older, you become more sensitive, more connected to the other side. And, I mean, myself for sure. I mean, I've been seeing more spirits because Because I ask for more. You know, I'm not selfish. I just, well, give me more. You know, if you guys can handle it, if I can handle it, you know, give me what you got. And you know, if you think about it, the older you become, the far more comfortable you become. When you're younger, we always have that fear put in front of us because, you know, you have your parent around you and say, I don't know, be careful over you. You know, that parent thinking. And it's ingrained in your head. But when you think about it after for yourself, you're thinking, you know what? I'm not going to let anybody tell me what to do. You know, as far as that, you know, be careful what you do. You need to think about yourself. You know, it's not being selfish. It's just that you want to do it. And if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Now, another one of my bigger influences was actually a fellow by the name of Silver Birch. A lot of people, when I first arrived at the spiritualist churches, these are called spiritualists, not spiritual, but spiritualist churches. A lot of people kept telling me, you know, Derek, you need to get down there sometime and see with these people. They're really fabulous. They do the same kind of work as you do. And I thought, you're kidding. A spiritualist church does this? You know, this is many years back. I never knew about them. I didn't really know they existed until, 12 years ago, 13 years ago. But, I mean, again, I wasn't sure what that was all about because I thought spiritualists are only in the UK. I mean, you know, only in England or in Scotland or those areas, but I never know they actually were in Canada. And until I started doing some readings and some books, and I read people about other mediums that got my interest up, and there were some really fabulous mediums that I read about. One lady what I read about, and she wrote a book called 50 Years a Medium. And she actually was from the UK. She's crossed over now. I've forgotten her name all of a sudden. But she was a fabulous medium I read about. And she used to actually read, or she actually had a guide by the name of Red Cloud that worked with her in spirit. And her approach, when I actually went through a very similar way, I mean, basically finding this book was, you know, if you think about it, my story was like when I found that book on a bookshelf in a Salvation Army store, thrift store. I mean, think about it, guys. Salvation Army thrift stores don't believe in having these kind of books in their stores, so how come that book ends up on that shelf? Go figure. But I was very fortunate that it was there, and it glistened in front of my eyes, so I had to find it or I had to pick it. So I took it home and didn't think twice of. I couldn't even lay it down. I was like just feeding on it, reading, and I read all the way through it. And then she was telling stories about other people that she knew or had met through the years. And I thought, well, gee, maybe I should read about this fellow now. So then I start reading about Ruth Montgomery, another good medium. She actually was called a psychic to the, not psychic to the stars, but she actually was a psychic. She worked for the president worked for the government in the United States. And she was like, I'm not sure if it was a secretary, but she actually did a lot of typing and secretarial work. And she started doing automatic writing on a typewriter as well as some pen and pencil. And she had a spirit come through and told her that she will be doing a lot of messages for people in the future. So when I'm reading more about this, and she actually made predictions. And back in 1964, 65, she actually made a prediction that there will be two presidents elected back to back. 1 year, or like after the four-year term, and then the next term would be a father and a, so basically be a father and a son. And both fathers and son will have the same name, named after a tree, but they didn't actually say what was it all about. But they said these two, named after the tree, would be the, considered as the second Antichrist. Now, I didn't think about it at the time, because I read this book many years ago, and I thought, wait a minute here, I remember reading that book. I thought, oh my, I know what it is. George Bush. So I realized that there's both George Bushes. They both have the same similar name, named after trees. So it made sense. So Ruth Montgomery, back in the early 60s, she predicted this herself, and it was not Nostradamus. It was, you know, Ruth Montgomery. And then she read, she actually talked about this other man that used to come through, and who also, she talked about other mediums that she's worked with through the years. And one particular fellow who was in the healing field and worked out of the spiritualist community, and he was a very good psychic, very good medium, I should say, not psychic, but medium, and he would channel, he became called a trance channeler. And a trance channeler is someone where actually the spirit of that person who's in spirit would take over your body. What they do is actually would step into your body and they would take over with your voice. And so it's audio. I mean, basically, this is not just thinking about the person being there. This is the person that actually takes over your body because you have allowed them to. There are also people in this world that actually, when they are trans channelers, they sometimes need to be, they want to prove to people that they're for real. So they allow themselves to become tied to the chairs. And at times, too, when they do trance channeling, it's always mostly in the dark, because then basically they do seances. Now, I witnessed one here recently from the UK, from Australia. And there was a fellow by the name of John McDonald, and a very good trance medium. And he's actually tranced forward many famous people, as well as other people that are well known in the spiritual field, and it felt real, and because there's a whole room full of people in this one that participated, and this is for real. I know, I can tell because I listened to the audio tapes. And because I was involved with seances myself, so I know how this works. And I've had my share of being tranced myself. I've actually had spirit come through me where I had no control of my body, and they would speak, come through me and speak through. Not too often, because I never really tried the idea of doing it. Just it so happened, just happened. So, you know, sometimes you just don't realize it. And not, most times they get you when you're really exhausted at times. But if spirit really wants to come through bad enough, and if you're willing to become the recipient, they will actually will step through you and work with you. But like I said before, there was actually a man by the name of Maurice Barbanel, and he was also a famous medium up in London, England. And he actually channeled what's called silver birch. And silver birch, a lot of the spiritualists, they talked about silver birch for a lot of years. I'm not sure if a lot of you know about him. But silver birch came through as a spirit that actually has a connection to an aboriginal energy, a native energy, what they call Native Indian, Native American Indian energy. And then everybody would ask him, you know, where are you from? But they'd say, what location, what kind of band are you, like, which band do you belong to? He never actually stated who he belonged to by any chance, by any tribe. But he was actually the energy of all things, the energy of all man that's connected to the Native American Indian. And there were a few psychics that tried to believe that they channeled, or that they artistry, using psychic artists, to think they actually got the right pictures of what this man would look like. And there are some books that are out there that have drawings of silver birch, because not really anybody's ever had a photograph of silver birch. There's no way. And so, you mean, you can get an idea, some idea, what silver birch would look like, but it's difficult to figure out, because he never really did show his energy to say who, what, and when. And if he did, you know, at times, spirit likes to tease you once in a while. They don't always give you what you really need to see as far as a face is concerned if they don't want you to. Because Ruth Montgomery had the same thing. She was asking who her guide was, and they gave her the name, but they never showed her a face. But all she had to work with actually was trust. And I went through the same similar thing myself, where I was actually channeling a lot of mediums, a lot of other spirits through me. And some of them never did show their faces to me. But I have one main guy to work with, was White Bear. And when White Bear come through me, but he's been with me since I was a child. I mean, I've had him all my life, and him be with working with me. But yeah, I find him a really nice fellow, really super nice. But you know what? He, when he had a lifestyle in this world, he was Lakota. He was Lakota chief. And he goes by the name of Satanta at the time in his own band. And apparently when I spoke to him when I was a boy, and I said to him, I says, well, how am I so important to you? And he said, because, he says, when I walked the land, where he walked the land, I was his elder. So I guess that sometimes we come back to become somebody else, and so we've lived different lifetimes. And I felt that, okay, well, that's nice. I mean, what can you say? And you sit there going, oh, cool, you know, I guess I was an elder. Well, I guess we all become elders as we get older. But that's why I always felt that I was always attracted more to Native women than I actually was when I was anybody else, really, even when I was a young kid growing up. But I really do enjoy what I'm doing, and when I start making contact with spirits, and then they kind of come forward and they share information. And so I haven't really talked about my book in a while, and the book that I wrote is called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud, and those are about 6 years worth of writing. I did automatic writing with spirit, and that's talking to angels and spirits from other parts of the world. And sharing the stories, and then sharing my own story, my own life story, what I've been through. I believe we have a caller. We got a caller there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who are you? Where are you calling from?
My name is Gina from Yakima, Washington.
From Yakima. Oh, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
What can I do for you,
my dear? I've never called into... Pardon me?
What can I do for you?
I've never called into a radio station before, much less a psychic, and my girlfriend was telling me about you, and so she said, he's taking phone calls tonight, and I said, okay.
Okay. Well, here I am. I'm on the phone with you now.
we have had some interesting things happen here in our home. I lost a grandmother and a father last year.
And
so we've just had some interesting things happening, and I've been missing them a lot, and so she told me about you and your abilities, and so I thought I would give a ring.
Well, let me share this with you right now, okay, because for the last, I would say, half hour before my show started, I felt very lightheaded. I felt as if I was, how do you explain it, not myself, so to speak. And when that happens, that means there's somebody who's trying to get my attention, and yet I didn't know who this person belonged to. So I always felt that if my body's feeling kind of strange, that means I have a spirit stepping into me and trying to get my attention to say, listen to me, I want you to be here to listen to me because someone's going to be calling and asking to make contact. I do have a male who's crossed over right now with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the way I'm seeing this person crossed over is that they dealt with either a stroke or a heart condition. Does that make sense?
A what condition?
A stroke and a heart, like through a stroke, having a heart attack, so to speak?
Yes, that would be my grandmother.
Okay. I've also got this other person here with me, too, and I feel like as if they had dealt with, I don't know who this is to you, but trauma to the head?
Who to is the this? Head?
Trauma to the head.
Well,
whether they had, what we call a brain aneurysm or a hit to the head?
A friend a very long time ago had that happen. He was in a car accident.
They've crossed over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That person, now as soon as I said this to you and you've acknowledged them, now I'm beginning to feel the dissipation of their energy leaving me. That's
mm-hmm.
the person coming through. Now, they're coming through for a reason to make contact with you. Was this through almost like a murder? Or was that trauma to the head as like a brain aneurysm, one of the two?
The head trauma was a car accident.
Oh, okay. So I'm not close to you enough, but I feel this. No, they're saying no, there's somebody else. I'm writing it down, they're saying no, there's somebody else. I'm going to say there's somebody in spirit who tells me they've crossed over through a murder. They were killed.
Okay.
If you know who this person is.
At the moment, I can't think of anybody that I know that was actually murdered.
Okay.
That was close to me anyway.
Some people will think maybe they had a suicide, but it was not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Me, it feels like, and this is, I'll describe the person to you. It's a young male. I would say 16 to 18 years of age. There's trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Around
mm-hmm.
that age.
Wait,
if you know who this person is?
No, I don't.
Okay. He may be trying to connect through you to somebody else that's in around your family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they do that at times. They want to come through really, really bad.
Yes.
Okay? Because you end up being the messenger for someone in the family.
Right.
Okay? But this young boy, like, I want to hear the name David.
Boy, that's
interesting. I get the name David to him.
Okay.
So, I really strongly feel this, like, a David connection that wants to make that he wants to come through really, really bad.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know him. It could be a relative that I don't know.
Yeah, I would check it out. Now, who in the family actually was considered famous and, like, I want to talk about pioneers to the land because I'm seeing a truck wagon.
Okay.
Was this which grandfather? Is your father's side or your mother's side?
Probably both.
I'm seeing pioneers. I'm seeing a wagon train. That's history, a lot of history there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My great-grandfather came out to Frenchtown, Montana. So that
okay.
could be from...
And did he come in by wagon?
Possibly. I don't know that history.
Okay. If I would check it out if I were you. They're wanting to acknowledge you right now. And I've also got... Emma. Is there like an Eliza Elizabeth name to your family?
Oh, what was that?
Like Eliza Elizabeth?
No.
Okay. I've got a lady here in spirit come by the name of Eliza or Elizabeth. And she knows your family.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she knows your father.
My father knew a lot of women.
Oh. Is your father crossed?
Pardon me?
Is your father crossed over?
He has.
Okay. Well, she says she knows your father for some reason. But you could be your father's side of the family. You may not know your father personally, but your father just has
yeah.
a connection.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got one photograph that has... I'm being shown somebody actually being it goes to the gambling, does a lot of gambling, or did a lot of gambling a lot, because I'm seeing Vegas.
Oh, my grandmother used to go to Vegas a lot.
Okay. This is your grandmother here right now. She's here with me right now because she shows me the photograph of Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
She gambled a lot, eh?
she loved to go down to Vegas for the chips and the food, and yeah, she liked to travel.
Now, the energy is really strong here because your phone is crackling like crazy, so your grandmother's trying to get through. Are you there? Hello? I believe we lost her. I think we lost her. Okay. If you can phone back, give us a call back and see what happens from there. That happens sometimes. We end up losing people on the lines. Spirit likes to come through, and they actually end up draining sometimes through. She dropped. She dropped the phone? Either she dropped the phone or we lost her somehow. Okay. Get her phone back. Anyways, yeah, these things do happen sometimes. Now... Pardon me. I got a fellow here in spirit, and there's somebody in this room, one of these rooms, has a father that's crossed. Okay, murdered with a head trauma. Okay, that's the lady here. This hernia goes, my name is Zita. Your dad is here with me. My head is really heavy. And he's coming through for a reason to make contact with you as well. If you can make the call in, look forward to do it. Because he's actually is pressuring my head. He's giving my head a good squeeze. So he's letting me know that he wants to come through. and he tells me to tell you, you're not crazy. You're not crazy. He comes around and visits you quite often, so I'll let you know that he's there as well. Okay, so the numbers are, if any of those who want to call in, is 877-876-5227. That's also in Canada, it's 888-815-9756. International callers is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Okay, and to further on, like I talked about silver birch too. We have a spirit that kind of likes to come through, and like I said before, they chant, they trance. Oh, we got a caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Gina from Yakima. I'm sorry I got cut off.
You got cut off? Who cut you off?
I don't know. It beeped and then it went dead.
You know what happened, my dear?
No.
Spirit's energy gets so strong that they'll step in between both you and I.
Oh, my goodness.
To let you know that they're there.
Uh-huh.
They use telephones a lot. Okay?
Yes.
They try to make their communication so strong that we end up losing contact with each other. Because our radio station was quite strong to listen to hearing you, that they're going like, oh, we lost her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's between me and you that the whole thing is all about. So
there we go.
Now you're sharp and clear.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you very well. Are you using a landline? Is that what it is?
I am.
So you're not cordless?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I am cordless. I'm on the portable phone, but I'm still on a landline.
Yeah, but you're not using a cell phone, so
no.
To speak. Yeah, that makes cell phones somehow are, you know, they could be good, but sometimes they're not as strong compared to a regular common landline.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Mike, I'm back at you again to let you know. Like I said, there's actually someone here in spirit that actually coming through that your grandmother is with you all the time. That we lost you when you stepped out with your grandmother.
Yes.
She's the one that's with you quite often. She's the one that actually gives, I guess you could call the royal boot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And she's around you quite a lot. And she also has pointed out with you, too, is that, like, your father, you see your father's crossed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's with your dad. And your mother still is living, isn't she?
Yes.
Can you let your mom know your father says hello?
Yes.
Okay, because he says hello and love to your mom.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I got to say this right now for you because someone actually went to see your dad. Either your father's buried or someone in the family just went to the graveyard because I'm being shown someone just going to bury someone recently with about not even a month ago. Whose funeral was this? Or anniversary, one of the two. I'm being shown not less than a month.
I don't know. My father was cremated, so his ashes are still in his brother's bedroom.
Okay. Well, I keep walking his bedroom all the time. No, I would say there's an... When did your father cross?
February 16th, a year ago.
Hello. Anniversary.
Yes.
Your dad's anniversary is coming up.
Yes.
That's it.
And then my grandmother's anniversary was just January 9th.
Okay, there you go. The anniversary of crossing over, because they were showing me the graveyards. And when they show that to me, that means that someone's like they want to acknowledge their anniversary or someone's just been to the gravesite with no more than a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So your dad's acknowledging and your grandmother's acknowledging their time of crossing over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're making this actually almost like a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're supposed to light a candle and enjoy it for them instead of having to be sad about it. I hope that makes sense.
It does.
Okay. Because your dad does not want to be anybody to be sad. He wants happiness.
Yes.
Also being shown newspapers on the table. So that means there's actually either you or someone in your family actually has become a little bit famous, so to speak, in the papers.
Mm-hmm.
Who was this?
A little bit famous?
Yeah, basically there's a news column about you, somebody in the family. What's that about? Newspaper.
Oh, well, there wasn't really anything in the newspaper about 3 weeks ago. We were on the news with our new foal, a colt.
Okay. That's what it's about then. Your dad's acknowledging that to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's giving you proof. Because I'm seeing the newspaper on the table.
So
you're living in the living room table and the newspaper on the table, and I can see the column.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, oh, well, you became famous. That's good.
That is good.
Yeah, dad's around you all the time. He likes to roam in the house once in a while. He likes to give your mom a kiss on the cheek. He goes by. Now, I want to say this. Was your dad quite roaming? Like, did he get himself in trouble a lot when he was married to your mom?
Did he do what?
Get himself in trouble a lot.
Oh, yeah. They were only married for just a couple of years and divorced when I was just two. So, yeah,
okay.
He was a hard one to be with.
Well, I want to say he wants to apologize for all the things he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? and let your mom know that he really is sorry.
Yes.
And he wants, that's why he's going to give, he wants to apologize for all what he did behind, left behind. And
he tried to make a lot of amends
to you
before
and the family. You're not the only child, are you?
No.
Do you have a brother?
Yes. We don't know how many we have.
Your brother. Well, you got half, three quarters, and one.
Yes, I have no holes. I have two half brothers and two half sisters from my biological father. So,
what do you call the better half?
Oh,
I'm trying to figure that one out, eh?
Really?
Yeah. Now you got brothers, full blood brothers of your own?
No.
Okay. So this is. I guess what your dad's pointing out is he wants to acknowledge his children.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do get a chance to talk to one or two or four or five or 10 or 20, I'm not too sure. But I want to say, your dad's going, 17 kids.
Yeah.
He wants to acknowledge them all. So if you ever do, some, by some chance, ever see them, to acknowledge them and just say, Dad says hello.
Yeah.
And he loves them all. He's trying to make up for everything he's done in the past. And I guess I would say he wants to be helpful. He wants to be a participant with you. He wants to give you a good hand, like give you a hand,
mm-hmm.
help you with your journey. Now, he's also talking about the company you're working for, because I'm being shown here that you're actually talking about investing into a business.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be investments in a business.
Okay.
I'm not wrong. I could feel it. I'm coming in the door that you're investing.
I'll let you know.
Okay. It's almost like, pretty well almost like the stock market, so to speak, but you're not going to invest in a whole bunch of stock.
Mm-hmm.
It's like buying into something that will invest to be a profit to your own company or a profit for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I'm seeing these symbols, I got to stay with that because your dad's showing me these visions, so it's going to be a good thing for you,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
not a bad thing. Okay. You have a daughter?
Yes.
She's very psychic.
I have two.
The youngest. One's about 14?
No.
How old are they?
10 and 8.
10 and 8?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I would say 10 and 8. That'll be the one. She'll be a guy. She'll be, how do you explain it? She'll be, start using her gifts as a psychic more when she reaches around 14.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know that. Did she ever talk to you about seeing people?
No.
She will.
We call her the drama queen, so it's possible.
Be careful. She may be for real.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Okay. Because I wouldn't put past it. Around that time, she'll start to have her skills start kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be really busy with that girl.
Yes.
Wait till she goes to band school.
To what school?
I'm seeing music around this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like playing a musical instrument, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
What is she doing for music?
She's not doing anything for music right now.
She'll have interest in playing an instrument. I'm not sure if it's a piano, but to me it feels like she wants to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll want to do this, and I would say it'll start to kick in around 11, 12 years of age.
Yes, she would love to sing.
Yeah. She's going to be a busy young lady.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Keep her out of trouble.
Keep mom out of trouble.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I hope I was able to help you somehow.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad I was able to call back.
Okay. Take care.
You have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you, Derek.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. It's interesting how some people like to come through on the other side and they show us some really interesting symbols. To me, they look like scenery. That's what it looks like. Like if you're seeing a real fast scene, then you're visualizing what's coming forward from there on. And it's quite interesting how you get caught up in it. Now, if I was spending a whole hour with her on the phone, I would say there's a whole bunch of these people coming through. Whoever comes through is the strongest. They're going to actually be speaking up for themselves, and they're going to come forward. We do have the odd one likes to get the most of attention, and I believe that her father and her grandmother are the ones that are pretty well stepping up to the plate more right now. I guess her dad just wants to make up for the differences that he could not fulfill the time he crossed over, so now he's able to do it because he's able to get through to me as a messenger, which helps her a whole lot, I hope. Bring some peace of mind in the home, and it makes people feel a lot better. I believe we have another caller calling in. We have another caller here? Okay. I'm hearing some pretty funky sounds lately. I can hear puff, puff, puff. Okay. Anyways, I do have a caller. I know, because, yeah, I'm premonishing this. We have another caller calling in.
Hi, Derek, it's Zita.
Hi, Zita, how's it going?
Not bad, how are you?
Good.
I'm surprised,
my God, girl,
how much Tina and my readings are the same.
Your dad's here.
Uh-huh.
He was kicking me in the pants. I've really got a lot of pressure from this guy. Squeezing my shoulders. I want to talk to my daughter.
Yeah, that he is that strong. He has not been around in a long time, but when he wants to be, that's what he does.
Well, actually, he's actually in your house a lot.
That wouldn't surprise me either.
Okay. Now, I want to say, because your dad said to you, I hope you heard what I said on the radio show earlier, but he said to me to tell you that you're not crazy.
Good, because I thought I was.
No, you're not. The girl he sent away. Okay?
Okay.
He said he sent her away. Now, she's just coming through for a visit for help. She was just trying to find her to get help from what she needed. She was desperate for help in spirit.
Oh, I know who he's talking about.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Remember when I talked to you a couple weeks ago about the one who was kind of getting me? The one I wrote about that I sent you?
A couple weeks ago. That was like a couple
A month ago or whatever that was.
Yeah, okay.
That's who he's talking about.
Oh, okay. I forget all these things. I don't remember now.
Yeah, that's who he's talking about.
Okay. Anyways, he said he sent her away, but basically I would say he sent her back or sent her where she should go.
Oh, thank God.
And that helps her a lot to go through in spirit, which is
good.
Great. It'll be a whole lot better.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I thought I was going nuts.
He was giving me confirmation and telling you you're not going nuts.
Thank goodness. Well, I'm thinking clearer now, so it's a good thing.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Because I remember you're saying, I'm shutting down, I'm going down.
Oh, it was horrible. I've never felt that way before in my life, where I thought there was no way out, that there was nothing left of me. And I never want to go there again.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people, they don't understand the experience of spirit coming through and actually trying to, I'm not going to say possess you, but you think they are, and it does take time.
Yes.
To deal with it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, she actually started in October.
Yeah.
When she started affecting me, and she just wasn't going to let up.
Yeah.
And until a week or two ago.
Well, it's working out now.
It is.
She hasn't bothered now, has she?
No, every once in a while I'll kind of get a feeling of her. But nowhere near what she was doing to me before. At least I'm in control.
What I would say for you to do, my dear, is to get holy water and to bless your each room.
I have it here in my house.
And have it done. Do a cross across your bed.
Okay.
and above your headboard, and do the crosses in each room, which
okay.
is the entrance.
In fact, the holy water is from Lourdes.
What that does, and then just basically say out loud, you know, you don't belong here any longer. You need to step across to the side of the spirit world. Not necessary to be here any longer, and you must move on.
Okay,
and
that's what I've been telling her.
She'll step away.
Yes.
Yeah,
because
your dad's the one that's stepping in. He's making sure that you don't get taken
I couldn't
over.
Do it. I'm glad he did. And
yeah.
he would. He would protect me.
Yeah.
That's the kind of man he was.
Good.
Yeah. That's kind of why he died, is protecting his family.
Yeah.
So
that's what he does. He does.
Yeah.
He's more guardian now since he crossed over.
Yes.
Was your father murdered?
Yes, he was.
Oh. That's why I felt such huge lightheadedness this night.
Uh-huh.
Tonight.
Yeah, 40
getting
years
pressure
ago.
Pressure about a half an hour before the show. Maybe this was your dad.
Well, and what's bizarre is I was talking to Joe earlier, and I said that I am feeling really jittery. I was anxious all day and not really knowing why I was anxious, but there was just something that was bugging me,
yeah.
and I couldn't figure out what it was.
I felt
that's what it was.
Yeah, I felt about a half an hour before the show.
Mm-hmm.
I felt lightheadedness. I felt, okay, I felt very irritated, which is not me, because when I start feeling these things, I know it's not me, and then my wife tries to calm me down, and I realize after it's not, she knows it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
And she tries
to... And he would be that strong.
She tries to bring the love energy into my room and my office, you know, before the show, so good thing.
I'm sorry he did that to you.
Yeah.
No, he had his faults, but he was a good man.
Yeah.
He was a good man, so. And his anniversary he'll be dead 40 years next month.
Go figure.
And my mom's anniversary of 8 years is Saturday the 16th.
Everybody's running into the January, February month.
We had the year that my mom passed away, between Christmas and Valentine's Day, we had 12 people pass.
Was there ever a bench made for someone who crossed over?
Pardon me?
Was there ever a label, like it looked like a nameplate put on a bench for someone?
We are talking about that, actually, doing that for my mom and dad.
Okay.
I actually have a garden that I have a bench in my backyard.
Yeah, because your dad, somebody showed me, I think it was probably your dad, is one showing me a bench with a nameplate in the back, like in honor of my father, your name, or your dad.
Yes, one half of my garden is dedicated to my dad, the other half is dedicated to my mother.
Okay. Well, they have to share the garden.
Yeah.
All pansy, one called Rose.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have the Lucretia Rose, which was my mother.
Yeah.
And I have the Donald Rose, which was my father.
There you go, see?
So, yeah. So,
cool.
And I plan the garden that way.
Great.
Yeah.
I have to thank you very much for calling in, my dear.
Well, thank you for validating a lot. I appreciate it, and I appreciate all your help.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Derek.
Take care.
Yep, good night.
Night. Well, folks, it's been great to have you guys listen to the show this week. A little bit quieter this week, but that's fine. Next week, I've got Kenny Kingston coming on, so look forward to listening to him. We are going to be doing an interview with Kenny at the beginning of the show for about maybe the first 10, 15 minutes, and then we're going to also do call-ins. So look forward to seeing you, listening to you guys calling in. We're going to have a great time next week, so in between time, that is it with Derek White Sky Cloud, your favorite medium, psychic medium, and paranormal investigator. Take care, guys. Behave, and be kind to each other. Take care. Bye.